This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A State Department official based in Ukraine has told congressional investigators that he overheard President Trump discussing investigations by the president of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Political counselor David Holmes testified behind closed doors that the day after the infamous July 25th phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine, he was at a luncheon at a Kyiv restaurant where Ambassador Gordon Sondland called Trump on a cell phone. Holmes says Trump was speaking so loudly he could hear him asking Sondland, "So he's going to do the investigation?" Sondland reportedly replied that President Zelensky would, and added that Zelensky would, quote, "do anything you ask him to." Holmes tells investigators he didn't take notes, but vividly recalls witnessing someone calling the president from a mobile phone at a restaurant, having a conversation of that level of candor. President Trump denies pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rivals. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is failing to stop China from stealing research, according to a new report, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A congressional report says the U.S. government has failed to stop China from stealing intellectual property from American universities. The report comes from the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. According to the report, U.S. agencies that award research grants or provide visas don't do enough to monitor or track recipients. The FBI has come up short in warning colleges and universities about the threat of Chinese economic and industrial espionage. And the report also chides the National Science Foundation, Energy Department, and State Department for insufficiently guarding against the Chinese threat. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iranian authorities continue to block internet service for a third day as part of a crackdown on nationwide anti-government protest, in which at least 8 people have been killed since the unrest began